I'm Lily, and you're listening to Self Talk, a podcast and playlist that focuses on interviewing bands to give a little insight on what they do, why they do it, and how they do it. Today, I will be interviewing the three people that make up the band Bowling Shoes. So, for the people that don't know who you are, just give a short introduction, your names, what do you do, how old you are, basic introduction that you would always give.
Hi, I'm Jeremiah. I sing and play some guitar.
Awesome.
I'm Sam. I play bass and also sing backup vocals.
Got it.
I'm Ben. I play guitar and try to play synth.
Okay. But obviously y'all are a band, and that obviously takes chemistry. I see two of y'all are together, but how did you know each other before the band started? Was it mutual friends or anything?
Jerry met in a class at MassArt where I went to school, where he still goes to school. Both of our old bands played a show together once, actually.
That's lucky. Like, y'all clicked, obviously.
Yeah. The first time I met him was when he went to my band show a night before, and then he came up to me to tell me about it in class the next day. And then one day we're in the lunch line, or the dinner line, I guess, before class, and we're talking about music, and we're like, we should jam together sometime.
Like, a moment that you decided, like, this is going to work? Like, we're going to do this. This is going to be awesome.
It was
the band actually, they started before I joined, so I kind of forced my way into the band. So I can't really speak to the original formation of the band.
Oh, okay. That is funny, actually, that you're so lucky that it worked out so well.
Yeah. Jared, if you want to speak to how it actually started with you.
Sure. It was originally, like, just me, and we've had, like, a few member changes since, but it was originally, like, just me. I started it the summer after coming out of high school, and Then I recruited some people from then on.
Oh, that's cool. So you were originally solo. Interesting.
Kind of. I just kind of started writing the songs by myself. I wasn't ever really performing by myself. Just some of the songs existed for other people who joined. But then they joined and made everything better.
They made everything better. So when I was looking at your Spotify, the first thing I thought of, I looked down because I was like, this is really good music. And the first thing that caught my eye was, I am listening to a band called Bowling Shoes. First of all, where did that come from? That is such a cool name. I would have never thought of that ever. So where did that come from?
I had a friend who took a picture of some really cool bowling shoes. And I was like, bowling shoes. I was like, oh, that picture would make a cool album cover one day. And I was like, Bowling Shoes is also, like, a cool name for a band. And then I, like, looked it up and nobody had it. And I was like, that's it.
So did you come up with the name and you went to everyone else and you were like, this is our name? Like, did y'all fight about it?
No, it
or
was.
Ever discuss it?
It was
it was pre-made.
She said to me, she wants to go to Portland. There's not a thing that's nearly as important. We could drive all night. We'll get there in the morning. What's one long drive? Haven't you seen my bad habits as of lately? Maybe it's not a pleasantry. Let's go soon and get there nice and early. What's one long drive? Sparks of fire in the sunlight as she reads.
So, obviously your biggest song is Portland. I have definitely heard it on TikTok. That is where I first heard it. I don't know if y'all are on TikTok, but I have heard it.
Follow us.
So what's the story behind that song, Basics?
That song I wrote when I was 19. I'm 21 now. And it was just kind of like, it's kind of like a little view into my 19-year-old life at the time. I originally wrote it while I was playing in another band, and it didn't really work for that band. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna take this and maybe do something with it. But yeah, that's probably like the best origin story I can give it.
So you went in. So what was it like whenever you first started to notice, like, this song is like really taking off? You have so many streams on Spotify, which is crazy. What was it like when you noticed, like, people are really listening to this song and they're really enjoying it, and you saw like your stream count go up?
What'd you think?
It was, sorry.
Oh, no, you can say it, man.
I was gonna say it was surprising because that whole EP was out for a while at that point, right?
Probably about a year when it's.
Yeah, and the reason why it blew up on TikTok is because our friend Picky Shamer used it for one of their videos, and then it just like blew up from there, and then that snowballed into us getting a lot of new listeners.
Has like TikTok been a big platform for y'all? Like, do you think you get a lot of your listeners off of TikTok? Because that's kind of new. That would have not have happened a couple of years ago. Definitely.
I definitely first, you know, when we were first starting up with the traction, a lot of it did stem from solely TikTok. I mean, I think the last time I checked, there was videos on there that were featuring the song that had millions of views.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. That would have never happened a long time ago. I just downloaded TikTok and I'm already addicted.
I know.
It's so just crazy. I know. It's addicting. What is it like whenever you're scrolling on your For You page and you hear your own song?
Do any of us have TikTok?
I have one, but like I've never scrolled and then like heard it, but I would have people, like I would have friends text me and they'd be like, yo, I just scrolled and like heard this. But that's not personally.
So did y'all like, I saw you posted on Instagram when you hit 1 million, but did you like have a party? Did you have a Zoom party near you hit 1 million?
Answer this.
Yeah. So when the night that it, reached 1 million, we got a bottle of champagne. None of us could pop cork open because we're just kind of, we're silly like that. So we had to get Jerry's younger brother to open it for us.
Because he's cooler than us. Yeah.
That's a good story. Are you planning to have another bottle of champagne when it eventually hits 2 million? Because it's close. It's close.
It's almost there. I guess we'll have to do it remotely, or at least I'll have to do it remotely.
I know, really.
Empty series.
So speaking of remotely, how has COVID like changed? Have y'all been super productive in like making music and songs because you have nothing to do? Or has it been the opposite? Like you've not been doing anything?
I think I'd say there's pros and cons because it kind of fucked up our whole recording schedule. Like we're gonna record it how we usually do, which is like take a week or so and record it in a studio. But we've had to adapt to recording it remotely. Luckily, we were able to record drums all together in a studio, which is like the most important thing. But after that, we had to adapt to working remotely.
Yeah.
How do you record a band on Zoom? What? That's crazy to me.
Does anyone want to give the our process, our weekly meetings and whatnot?
Well, I mean, one of the big pluses is that Jerry and I are both studying or have studied audio engineering at school. Like those are both our majors.
Yeah, and that's always been a thing with this band. We've always recorded our own stuff. We send it off to get mixed and mastered, but we've always recorded it. So we have enough chops to at least get the recordings done by ourselves. And we all have sufficient enough recording gear that we're all able to like send tracks back and forth.
Wait, that is so lucky. Y'all are going to be, like, coming out of quarantine, like, the only band that's, like, still giving out, like, albums and stuff because everyone else is going to be so behind, I feel like.
We're lucky that we're, like, self-sufficient enough to kind of have the gear and just, I guess, the know-how to, like, be able to just kind of record as efficiently as we do.
And good ears.
Good ears.
Yeah. And another benefit to doing it this way is that we can go back and edit things whenever we want. Whereas if we did it in the studio, we wouldn't be able to, like, once we're out of the studio, you can't just like it's done at that point. Which is like one of those pros.
Like we're kind of mixing it on our own and then we're going to send it to a mixing engineer.
I don't have any musical knowledge. So whenever you say like all these like fancy music terms, I really don't know. I'm just kind of going along with it. But, What's your usual creative process whenever you're not obviously like stuck on Zoom?
Ben is like the god of demos and he just like he spits out demos like a madman. And then I do like a little less. So we usually build off of a demo that Ben or I create.
Yeah.
Shove me, love me. I get caught up in one too many problems. I'm a problem. Darling, I can't comprehend these markings made by pen. Things I'll never understand. Yeah.
album, right? Yes.
Yes.
So you went in, what was your mindset going into making the album?
Well, at that point, me and Jerry were both at MassArt. I graduated, and I think like a couple times a week, we'd just meet up at his dorm and just like write whatever came to mind. I feel like a lot of that album was just like writing. I don't know. What would you say, Jerry?
I feel like at the time we were kind of like feeling this desire to just put out a body of work, and just something more than the EP, something to get the other members on. And I feel like there's this like big drive to put out like a body of work, and we're just like, we were kind of at the time, we were really enjoying everything we were writing, and like we went through a lot of conversations like, should it be an album, should it not be an album? Well, we ended up deciding that we wanted to put everything together.
And that, it's good to note that that was before any song off the EP was gaining traction.
Yeah.
So it definitely, like, I wonder what your mindset would have been if it started gaining traction before you started writing.
It's true, because Portland, but when we were writing the album, that was like before Portland got any attention whatsoever. We were not that we were like crazy on the map right now, but like we were not on the map like at all.
So whenever you came out with the album, how did you go along like gaining that following that you have now, or was it just kind of, it just kind of picked up, it just kind of came along with it?
It's the internet. All the following that we have is just the internet.
Yes. Because it's really changed, because a long time ago, it would have been kind of weird, because I get so much music off of like Instagram stories and like Snap stories and obviously TikTok. I have a TikTok playlist that I got your song off of, literally. That's crazy. But yeah. Did you have to like omit any songs, or did you just literally write it and you were like, this is how I'm feeling, we're gonna put it out there?
I think there were songs that we got rid of, right?
I think so. I mean, there,
well, there were ideas.
There are ideas that we got rid of. We were like, I feel like we were pretty lenient as far as like letting songs onto the album, if that makes sense. Like now we're way more picky. Like we kind of talked about this, and when we're writing that album, we kind of like wrote a song and just like decided we wanted to put it on the album. Whereas now we write something and like we, like every 1 in 10 demos like makes it onto whatever we're recording. So we're a lot more selective now than we were back then.
Yeah. I definitely, yes, I know what you're saying. But speaking of that, do you each have a favorite song on the album? Like, does one mean more, or are they all just kind of, I was feeling this, so I love it?
Jay, what's your favorite?
My favorite is Ballroom Ripper. Sorry.
No, you're good. My favorite is My Cup, I think, or Larry, the self-titled song off that one.
Mine are probably Larry, but in general, I want to say my favorite Bowling She's a song of all time is Black Car.
Oh, I love that one. That was my favorite when I was picking songs to put on this.
Yes, it's a bop.
It really is. I'm kind of, I was expecting one of the first people to say that, actually.
Yeah.
do you take inspiration from anyone, or do you like pride yourself on being really original?
Definitely. I feel like it's a mix. I can't think of anyone that, like, off the top of my head that we follow more closely within our sound. Like, I feel like it's always changing. Like, the new stuff we're writing sounds a lot different from our old stuff just because our tastes have changed.
Yeah, when I was writing this question, I was thinking to myself, like, I wonder what they're going to say. And I really could not think of anyone who matched your sound at all. Like, I was, like, thinking, like, Boy Pablo. I was thinking, like, all, like, the basic, like, you know, like, indie people that the people who say they listen to bedroom pop listen to. Mm-hmm. And I really could not think of anyone. And I was like, they are really original. And I think that's why y'all are going to really take off in the next couple, like, months or so, I guess. But
thanks.
Do you listen to any, not outside of your inspirations, what music do you listen to?
I got to pull up the Spotify playlist. I'm always so bad at answering those questions.
But we do think playlist.
We do have a playlist.
I literally make new Spotify playlists every week because my music taste always changes. So I completely understand.
I think Sam and I are both going through a Maroon 5 revival.
Maroon 5!
Songs About Jane? Snaps.
I know Sam and I both, like, we both, like, found out that we grew up on Songs About Jane. So that's, like, in our mind right now, definitely.
I can tell it's in their mind because I haven't been listening to them nearly as much as Sam and Jerry have. But, like, I feel like half the demos I send to Jerry, he's like, oh, that sounds like Maroon 5.
Have you ever heard, like, that theory about Maroon 5 that, like, they sold their soul to, like, the devil or something?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what is your opinion on that?
Adam Levine is a interesting. I feel like it switched from, like, Adam Levine the band to, like, Maroon 5 the singer.
I somehow know exactly what you're talking about. The first time that I ever heard Maroon 5 was, like, when their video went viral because they played at that wedding or something, and they went
wedding crash. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like they always have like a song on the charts, but like no one listens to them. I have never heard someone say Maroon 5 when I ask them their favorite song. It's so funny.
We love Maroon 5. You have to check out Songs About Jane because it's like it's pop, but you know, with rock and alternative
and funk
elements, and it's like a solid pop record.
Yeah, I think we like that album's probably like a 10 for me.
Yeah,
like,
for real. Yeah. Every song is crazy.
Yeah,
what does it take for an album to be a 10?
Just like every song has
like
to be.
No skippers. Every song
we're all hooks.
Yeah, I feel like I can speak for all of us when we say that we're not a fan of like the ballad songs on albums, unless they're like, you know, like the slower albums.
Yeah,
like,
I know exactly what you mean.
Unless it's a really good ballad song, then I usually skip it because I'm.
Yeah,
shallow.
No, me too. There's always like that one song in albums that's like really slow and kind of like different. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've never like heard someone talk about that before.
That's also a really good point, Ben. I feel like all of our music is very like straight to the point, really fast.
Yeah,
it's so chaotic. It just makes sense.
Bowling Shoes has chaotic energy.
Yeah,
it does. That is so true. If you had to describe Bowling Shoes in one sentence, what would you say?
I think our Instagram handle or our Instagram description is. It might be a little outdated at this point, but I think it's easy, cheesy bop music.
Yeah, yeah, we were going to say
that. Yeah.
Easy, cheesy bop. I see. That's funny. But, you can go.
I think the newer stuff is, I would say, less easy and less, I don't know. We'll let the audience decide.
Less easy, less cheesy, less pop.
Yeah, we're really.
It's equal as pop. But I feel like a lot of our music previously was more rock oriented, where all these songs are definitely created in a different focus.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, like there's songs that are more synth heavy than you would know Bowling Shoes as.
Are you like planning to make this a permanent change, or was that just kind of an on the whim thing?
I don't know. I feel like our sound is just always going to evolve in different ways. Yeah, and I think it's just because like we don't listen to as much like rock music as we did.
Yeah, it's really insane how much our music tastes have changed since we were doing this album.
I mean, if you think about it, I hate to bring this up, but we all actually come from playing in like emo bands.
Oh, he said the E word.
I said it.
Yeah, we all used to play. Well, Sam still plays in one. Cheem, shout out. We all used to play in emo bands, so we come from like a more rock-oriented background. And I think our, like Jerry was saying, our music tastes all has collectively changed a lot. But I feel like it's all changing in the same direction. Like we're all kind of liking this like new music that's the same.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like internet-y music.
Internet-y music. Okay. Changing gears. What's your best piece of advice that you would give to someone who wanted to start a band like Bowling Shoes? What's the best thing you learned?
Like Bowling Shoes?
Any band, whatever you want.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that definitely makes sense. What else are you supposed to do?
Right. Also, go with your gut.
Go with your gut. Do you have any funny stories where you didn't go with your gut?
I have to think about that.
It's a hard question.
I mean, everything that you've made has been successful, I would say. So there's really like not one song that I could find that I was like, this is not gonna go anywhere. Like that did not, there's always for me, whenever I listen to artists, there's like that one kind of like weird EP that they put out or like that like weird kind of single they put out in the beginning. And I really couldn't find one. All of your music has this, it's like this feel that like, I want to do this. I want to put this out there and I'm going to do it.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
There's no hesitation. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just a feeling where there's no hesitation. Like you're just like, I did this and here it is. I'm not ashamed of it. That's kind of what I got from listening to it. What was the feel that you were kind of going for?
I feel like definitely like energetic and like, as we said earlier, like kind of straight to the point and fun. Fun is a big thing.
Yeah. Because where are you going to go if you don't like what you're doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Now you'll hear it, your anger cursing up.
So what are your plans for the future? To round it out, what can listeners expect from you? I know that we're all consumed by Zoom, but after, if there is one, what can listeners expect?
Well, may as well just...
Sorry, you go, Sam. I like the anecdote of after, if there is one.
Well, I mean, am I wrong at this point? Oh my gosh, our quarantine, how has it been for y'all? Ours is crazy.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, more time to think about, like, this band and with music.
Yeah, one thing that I think is interesting is we as a unit are way more productive than, like, during this than I think any of us thought we would be, which is really cool.
We, like, do something. I feel like every member of the band thinks of something that they need to do for the band every day since this quarantine has started.
That is amazing. That's definitely the recipe for success. I cannot say that I have also been productive. Wish I could say the same, but I cannot.
That's fine.
So,
Things are weird.
Sorry, what? You just, like, cut out.
Oh, I said things are weird. It's okay to not be productive.
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely... Oh my gosh, is that a cat? Hello, baby. Introduce your cat for us. He's a new member. Oh my god.
Gibby has something to say.
Oh my gosh, let him speak. Oh my gosh. Oh, hello. Oh my god. I wish that I could, like, project him onto the audio or something. I don't know how to explain it, but thank you for spending your time, spending this good half hour on talking. I just want to thank you so much because time is valuable now. We took a lot of things for granted, and now we don't know when it's going to start over. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Hi, thanks for listening to that episode of Self Talk. If you're interested in what we do, make sure to stalk our Instagram at SoulTalkMag, that's SoulTalkMag, or visit our website www.soultalkmagazine.com. If you're an artist and you want to get your work shared with the world, make sure to submit to our next issue by DMing us your work on Instagram or emailing it to us at soultalkmag@gmail.com. Thank you.